Hi, we're here. We're back. I'm Jim Winston. This is the Fathers, Mothers, and Family Show. Q Mape, are you out there? Can you hear us? Are we coming across?
I am out here. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yeah, you've got a nice, strong voice. And yeah, we've hooked up via satellite. Where are you? How are you doing? It's been a while. Welcome back to our show.
I am tired, but that's nothing new. I just wanted to mention this real quick. Just a few minutes ago, I received another news release. We lost another kid over in Afghanistan. That is from Fort Lewis, which is just north of us.
Yeah.
His name is Second Lieutenant Travis Morgado. He's age 25, originally out of San Jose, California.
Mm.
And he was killed yesterday in Zihare, Afghanistan. When insurgents attacked his patrol with improvised explosive devices. You know, those are all tools of cowards. You know, real men would get up and fight you. These are cowards.
Mm.
They lay bombs all over the place for our men to trip over and blow up and things. They're cowards. That's all they are.
But
Memorial Day is coming up, and a lot of people think it's another time to party, to drink, to have hot dogs and everything else. And I really wonder how many people really think about what Memorial Day is all about.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you this. There are at least 6,613 new families in the last few years. New families that are missing someone.
Oh.
That are going to be thinking another view of Memorial Day. And it is sad that, you know, in some cases, that has to hit home for people to actually realize what it's going on. That means at least 6,613 men and women have given up their life so you can have your hamburgers.
And enjoy it.
Run and blab and complain.
Mm.
At 6,613 at least, because I know I don't have them all. I try to stay on top of it as much as possible.
Right.
Their friends, their families, their outside relatives, their co-workers. There's somebody missing. And, you know, we've got quite a few missing from Oregon also.
Mm.
So when you are out partying this Memorial Day, think about what it's really about. We want to memorialize and remember those that gave their all for our freedom, that gave their all for our country, and stood up to defend our Constitution. You know, like I always tell you, Jim, most of these men and women do not choose what wars they fight in or where they end up being stationed.
Mm-hmm.
They do as their country asked them to do. And no matter what your political views are, that's not why these guys are dying.
Correct. We can argue all we want on the various views, but these people sign up to serve the country, and they're essentially assigned when and where and what.
So here's an acronym a lot of people are not familiar with, MIA. It stands for Missing in Action.
Yes.
And very recently, out on the farm in the Netherlands, two of our guys were found, and one of them is from the Northwest. He was in the Army, 3rd Battalion of the 504th Parachute Infantry Regiment of the 82nd Airborne Division.
Wait a minute. You're saying Netherlands. Did I hear you correctly?
Yes, Netherlands, which is a foreign country, which is one of those places
where
we fought battles.
Yeah,
the Dutch.
Yeah. Go ahead, Q, with this story.
Okay. And recently, his remains were found. And what gave it away real quick is the fact is that a couple of dog tags were found and parts of his wallet. And just recently, on May 18th, I had the honor to be there at the airport to help welcome him home and escort him to White Salmon, Washington. That's where he went to school. And then we had a lot of guys guys and gals from the Patriot Guard show up also. I think there were at least 43 motorcycles that showed up to escort them all the way from Portland Airport to White Salmon, Washington. And it was an amazing sight because as I was getting close to where we had to leave the freeway, and that's slipping my mind now, three spotter planes came flying overhead.
Oh.
From World War II. And, you know, that just totally had me. I mean, different things affect me at different times, but at this point, when I saw those three planes up ahead, I cried, man.
Yeah, it's getting me emotional just thinking about it.
I had trouble keeping up my shots. And, you know, they kind of snuck up real quietly. The person that was driving me, his name's John, he said, "Hey, look up." And, yeah, sure enough, there they were. And they flew over us as we were still on I-84 eastbound. And then just as we were crossing the bridge, that toll bridge, they came and flew over again. And that was just amazing. And the minute we got far enough away, then people started showing up on the side of the roads. And at one point, while I was still on I-84, I'm looking at my right, and I swing the camera over real quick. Somebody actually pulled off the freeway. She stood there alone with her hand over her heart. And, you know, it really gets to me every once in a while when I see people that still get it. Because I tell you what, I think too many people are preoccupied with everything else.
Yeah. So, and this is a gentleman 60-some years later, MIA, missing in action, finally found, and there can be some closure for his family.
Ooh. That is correct. Matter of fact, his mother never gave up saying that someday he's going to return home. Unfortunately, she had already passed away, and further down relative that received the remains and helped with the burial.
Oh.
And on the 19th, which is the following day, it was just 2 days ago, but I don't remember things too well. But anyhow, I returned for the memorial service. So if you go to www.wiiwarheroes.org, which stands for World War II Warheroes.org, and click on the name Gerald M. Kight, K-I-G-H-T. He was killed in action in 1944 when they found his body. When they dug it up, it was in a sitting position, because apparently what he was doing at the time was he was a machine gunner. And they found a whole lot of shells next to him also that have been, you know, used.
Oh.
So I've got the stories and also the J2 report, which is official government report, posted along with two sets of pictures, one from the 18th and one from the 19th, so you can check this out.
Ooh.
But, you know, this was great. But it's been a while since I've talked to you.
Yes.
A couple of months ago, well, April, I attended another unusual service. This is the first time and probably the only time in my living history that I'll do this. I attended the memorial service for a Civil War veteran.
Oh, goodness.
His name is Peter J. Knapp, K-N-A-P-P.
Civil.
Born in 1842, and he died in 1924 from Kelsa, Washington. Well, him and his wife, they were cremated. Well, not cremated. Back then, they called it something else. And sat on a shelf. He never got buried. Never got put in the tomb or anything. He sat on the shelf, and it was a relative that was doing some research that finally discovered this. On April 13th, 2012, we had a memorial service for him, and you may have seen news blips about it, and you may also have seen newspaper articles. The Oregonian also did an article on that.
Mm.
So, of course, I then asked for somebody to donate $16 so I could create another domain, and we have an official one now. It's called CivilWarHeroes.org. Oh. Only one person listed there, but, you know, this guy waited a long time also to get his military honors.
Oh, my.
And on that page, I also posted a timeline of the Civil War, which started in 1861. So for those people that want to read up a little bit, no, those were tough times back then. I'll tell you what, that's another war that was hard to survive.
Oh, boy.
You know, it's amazing how technology has changed things.
They didn't have antibiotics back then. Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of things they didn't have back then. And, you know, there were some Civil War reenactors that showed up and attended this memorial service, and that was cool. They did the rifle volley. So, I mean, so they had to, forgot what they were called, but anyhow, they had to shoot off the rifle, put them down, you know, stuff in some more gunpowder, shoot again, put it down, stuff in some more gunpowder. And you know, there's a big difference between how it's done nowadays, right? You shoot, shoot, and you're done.
Yeah, and after every 1, 2, 3 shots, you got to clean that thing somehow, or something like that. I'm so ignorant, but you got to clean that thing out, or it'll explode on you, or something.
Anyhow, I thought I have now covered. I mean, that's a lot of wars I've personally covered.
Oh.
Well, I thought I had them all. I mean, most of them possible. But there's going to be another one, and that's going to be on, hang on, let me look at my little thing here again. It's going to be on Saturday the 26th in Amity, Oregon, and I think it starts at 2 p.m. There is going to be a special dedication for a person that they have finally declared that he did serve in the War of 1812.
The War of 1812.
Oh,
wow.
My.
I kid you not. War of 1812. Apparently, for some reason or other, he wasn't tagged as such. And I guess because of research and evidence, they finally found that, yes, he did. So I'll be going to their old cemetery out there in Amity. And they're going to have a special plaque dedication on his tombstone or something. And, recognize him, yes. He was the last one. Well, the War of 1812 is the last time that we fought a war in the United States where we had, you know, the bad guys on our soil.
We fought a war
on our own soil.
Other than
against
the Civil
the British,
War.
Yeah. Well, and that was obviously a war between Americans, the Civil War, but as a foreign war. Against a foreign potentate, the War of 1812 was the last war that we fought on American soil.
Oh, my. Q, as I was growing up a long time back there, we used to hear stories of the last living Civil War veterans finally. You know, they're 103 years old or something. Somebody was a drummer boy or something finally succumbing.
Well, and you think now it's the World War One veterans. They've all pretty much, I think they've all died.
I think
World War Two, we're losing them, you know.
The World War Two veterans are going fast. We've lost all of the World War One veterans. And these are people that have sacrificed a great deal for this country and for the world.
I encourage people, you know somebody that served in World War One, World War Two, or the one that most people don't think about, the Korean War, or even Vietnam. You should listen to these people. Let them tell you about the war. Let them tell you about their experience. Because I tell you what, this is really sad. But you know, history's constantly being changed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the best places to find out what really happened or what happened in one man's perspective is to talk to the people before it gets changed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
the history we teach the young, well, the history they teach the young, is constantly being changed and corrected to just for political correctness and all kinds of other niceties. And, you know, war ain't nice.
No.
You know? And things that happen necessarily aren't nice. And a lot of heroes are also being denied because, like I said, the stories are keep getting changed. So it's good if people, you know, if you've got, hey, if you got living relatives that served in the war, you should document.
Document.
Yeah. Help recognize it. And, you know, I can't exactly remember the quotes, you know, but those of you that forget history are liable to repeat it. And this thing, this Memorial Day, really, I'd like everybody to put a place setting aside, at least one, at wherever you're eating at, a hot dog or something, and put something there to help remind you why you are given this day off from work. I hate to say celebrate, because you don't really celebrate. I like to tell people, I bid you a thoughtful Memorial Day. The chances that someone related to you, friended to you, has served our country and died.
Yeah.
It's very great. You have to just open up your eyes and take a look.
Yeah. We're here with Q Mape, Iraq War Heroes, .org. This is our Memorial Day show ahead of Memorial Day. All gave some, and some gave all.
Well, and the sacrifice of the veterans, and we think about even the people that have gone, our loved ones that have gone ahead of us and have died. You know, it is a time for us to remember those people that have died in our lives and the veterans that have sacrificed so much for our liberties. And, you know, it's an amazing thing that's happening, and it's a kind of upsetting in a way when you think about the fact that people don't really realize or don't feel the sacrifice of the war that we have in past generations, like World War II. There was rationing, things like that. World War One, you know, the Korean War. There was sacrifice, and we don't think about that. We don't feel like we really are a part of really what's going on.
Rationing sugar, gasoline.
All kinds of things.
You
know, during World War II, you got coupons and you could only shop for certain items on certain days. You know, and so when you think about that, there is a great sacrifice that has gone. The American people felt that. Yeah. They felt they were a part of the war effort. They bought the war bonds. They did all these things. They recycled. They did the things that were necessary to help the war effort. And then now in this modern day society with the military industrial complex, and people don't want to feel that pinch. And so the economy has given into that. And then, you know, and it's a sad thing. It's a really sad thing that's happened. But these people are putting their lives on the line for the American people.
I wish that keepers of young folk, parents, guardians, would take the time on Memorial Day, maybe visit gravesite of a hero, and explain to them why they died, and let them know what it means, why you should stand up and defend your liberties, why you should stand up and fight for your country instead of just, I don't care. And, you know, it's sad, though, but generation after generation, just a few generations that I've lived, how the attitude has changed. You know, I am seeing less and less patriots.
And
and it's the same when I go to funerals. I see less and less real bugles being played. People are playing automated bugles because people either don't want to learn or they don't care, or I don't know. There's something missing there. And There's a reason why these men and women died, and that's not just for you to take it for granted, but actually, you know, hey, it's time for people to become Americans and do something for this country. Stand up for it.
And lose it. Q, if people don't stand up for democracy, it will slip away. This is my opinion, I guess. It's not the default position. Democracy will slip away around this world if something isn't done to push towards democracy. How you do that is up to you, but democracy is fragile, seems to me.
If you can't join the military, at least help support them. Help support the families that have lost someone, especially this time of year. It's going to hit them really hard. Be there. And, you know, like I always say, if you see someone in the military, someone serving, say thank you. It is that simple. Just say thank you. Let them know that you're grateful for what they're doing.
Q, could I tell you just a little story from a number of months ago on Say Thank You? Could I take maybe a minute and tell you a story?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Okay. So I'm in a coffee shop there at one of these office stores, and a gentleman comes in. He's about 90. He's in a wheelchair. He's missing a leg, and he looks as happy as can be. And he's obvious. He's wearing the World War II Marines jacket and hat. He's letting everybody know, I served from April 9th, 1942 to April 9th or April 11th, 1946. It's written all over him, and I just stop, say, could I photocopy something for you, sir? Is there something I could help you? And says, oh, I think I'm doing okay. I need to talk to that gal there. He's as happy as can be. And so I want to thank you very much for serving. Thank you for serving. He acknowledged that. And then a few minutes later, towards the store, the door, okay, I have the fortune to kind of see him again. He was done with his little thing. I was done with my thing. I had a moment to talk with him. And I just started talking to him. And again, thank you for serving. And he starts to talk a little bit. I was out in the Asian theater, in the Pacific theater there. And yeah, he started on April 11th, 1942. And then he said something like, yeah, the spring of 1944, I was at da-da-da-da-da-da. We got shot up real bad. Okay, that explains the missing leg. That doesn't quite explain him serving until April 11th, 1946, but in my mind I'm thinking, okay, he got really hurt 2 years into his four-year stint, and he probably was in for another 2 years getting better from whatever happened. I didn't ask the details, I'm just figuring. It's all I can do to keep back the tears. I'm just going to be honest. And I chatted with him some more, and this was a man who 65, 64 years earlier, he's been in a wheelchair for this for 64, 65 years, whatever, 66 years, whatever it was, happy as can be to have served his country. No, you can just tell from his face, no regrets. And I say again as we're leaving, thank you for serving. And he says to me, thank you for thanking me.
Yeah, you know, the only regrets that these men and women will ever have is when we don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm guessing, you know, that's one of the... I haven't been in that situation, but looking at it, that's got to be a hard thing to deal with.
Oh, Q, I cried all the way home. Not like a baby, but tears were coming all the way home.
You know, I know what you mean. And that's what we got. We got to be thankful to these men and women, and we got to remember those that gave their all. And think about just this gentleman you talked to right there.
Yeah.
He lost his capacity to spring around and do whatever in his young youth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a lot. That's a lot to give up. And, you know, we have men and women coming back today from the war front. I'm grateful to the technology being used, which makes their recoup a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, though, there's a lot that goes away, and we got to make sure to remind them that we are a grateful nation. We are grateful people. You know what? We're going to help you make it easier.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing is the government needs to help the veterans. I mean, the government owes that to the veterans. And there is a responsibility that we have as a society to the veterans that have served here in this country. And it concerns me when I hear of stories of the Veterans Administration not doing enough. And it's even though in this time of austerity, we still have a responsibility to uphold some semblance of maintaining the dignity of the veterans, so that they don't fall by the wayside. The idea that there's a homeless veteran out there is a sick thing that's happening in society.
Yeah. Cue some thoughts there.
Well, I was just looking at something, another webpage of mine, arlingtonridge.org, which is documents only the Marines that got killed in Vietnam. But underneath this long list I have some interesting information. You know, a lot of people said there was a whole bunch of 16-year-olds that died in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
You have any ideas how many 16-year-olds died in Vietnam?
I'm going to guess that it wasn't that many, or am I completely off here?
Five.
Okay.
Got blown out of proportion. And although in Vietnam alone, we lost 58,148. And in World War II, we lost hundreds of thousands. I can't remember how many.
Oh, it's almost a half million.
Yeah,
I thought
a lot of people.
Yeah, that. And I've run across some of the seniors in the assisted living place that I run into as part of my routine these days. Dell flew a B-24 and B-25 all over during the war. Ray did. There's another, but Q, they've passed away. We're kind of running out of time. Let's get some final thoughts here. We got to thank the few that are left of the World War II veterans. Q, some final thoughts.
My final thoughts are this: treat Memorial Day as it should be treated. Be thankful and thoughtful of the men and women that served this country and gave their all. Remember them before anything else.
Yeah, well said. Well said. Q, I'm wondering if maybe next month, just ahead of the 4th of July, maybe we could kind of do part two on this. Maybe I'll have to connect with you on email. But
okay.
You have an invitation. I am so pleased that you are doing, and you do so much of this, just all volunteer, your camera work, your web work. Let's get a couple of websites out there again.
I got IraqWarHeroes.org, which is my primary focus. And then here's some of the other ones: World War II WarHeroes.org, new one, CivilWarHeroes.org, KoreanWarHeroes.org, VietnamWarHeroes.org, OperationJustCause.org.
Mm-hmm. IraqWarHeroes.org, and I'm sure you can get all the information from there for the others.
That is correct.
Yeah. Go ahead.
If you got a U.S. flag, let's fly it once in a while, folks.
I have a little lapel pin for the U.S. flag, and I don't know. I just, if I have a dress sport jacket, dress jacket, every one of them seems to have a little flag on it for some reason.
That's nice.
Yeah. Q Mape, thank you very much. Thank you for the wonderful work you are doing. Thanks for being part of our show. Nathan, a very quick final thought.
Well, just that we remember the veterans and that we think of the sacrifice of the people that have served this country as veterans, and also that the members of our lives, family and friends that have died, let us all remember them, that we've all been a part of this great country, and we've all contributed in some way to the betterment of society.
Yeah. Q, thank you so much for being part of our show. We'll connect with you about this time or so, or just ahead of 4th of July.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Thank you. Q Mape, IraqWarHeroes.org. That's